Thank you, Charlie. And now to one or two more news stories. A rare bird has been spotted in Norwich, hundreds of miles away from its usual nesting ground. The rose-coloured starling normally breeds in Eastern Europe and Asia, such as Kazakhstan and Russia. But one has made its way to a small garden in Victory Grove, New Cossey. Bird watchers, also known as twitchers, have been going to the estate to get a snap of the rare bird. Ricky Cleverly, 40, was one of many who rushed to the estate. The window cleaner and an avid twitcher said, "If you are a bird watcher, a bird that is not common or rare is an amazing sight. It's the fact that it has come in inland and now in a housing estate. It's been there for at least 5 days. And what's nice about it is you can rock up and get a picture of it. Some of these birds can be difficult to find, but this starling has been quite a blinder." Mr. Cleverly has been bird watching ever since he moved to Norwich about 12 years ago. He is a keen visitor to the Thorpes and Andrew Marshes, but he says he rarely sees a bird of this calibre. The homeowner, who did not want to be named, allowed bird watchers who gathered outside his house to come inside and watch the starling feed in his garden.
For the first time, a go-go sculpture has been won by a member of the public in a raffle draw. Commissioned to celebrate 250 years of the circus, Pablo the Hare spent his summer in Into Chapelfield in Norwich and has become the first and only sculpture to be won in a public raffle. Proving popular with members of the public, ticket sales for Pablo reached £6,380, bringing the grand total raised by the Go-Go Hares for Break up to £415,980. Martin Green, the Go-Go Hares project manager from Break, said, "This was the first time we've done a raffle and it was a step into the unknown. However, it's been really well received, and it's wonderful that someone who has supported our trail had a chance of winning the hare to keep forever." In a draw made on Monday afternoon, Into Chapelfield competition organisers revealed the lucky winner of Pablo lives in King's Lynn.
The Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham James, led a special service in a mid-Norfolk church to mark the rededication of rehung bells. A new memorial garden was also opened in the village at the weekend. The service for the bells at the Church of St. Peter and St. Paul in Barnum Broom on Sunday was one of Bishop Graham's last events before retirement. He was joined by Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk Richard Dewson and Charles Watt, the High Sheriff of Norfolk. A congregation of around 250 attended the service to mark the rededication. The church bell project started 4 years ago in an attempt to allow the five bells, which had previously been silent, to ring out in 2018 to remember the men from the village who fought in the First World War.
The date for the annual Christmas lights switch-on in Norwich has been revealed. Crowds will gather outside City Hall on Thursday, November the 15th, to watch the moment Norwich is illuminated for the festive period. Father Christmas will be one of the special guests, but it has not yet been confirmed who will be tasked with turning on the lights. Former Anglia television presenter Helen McDermott was given the role last year, and Ed Ball showed off his Gangnam-style dance moves as he flicked the switch in 2016. But it has been confirmed that Norwich's famous Tunnel of Light will return this year. The stretch of lights will snake from the Forum to Gentleman's Walk during the Christmas period. There will also be a traditional Christmas market erected on Millennium Plain from Friday, December the 7th to Sunday, December the 23rd. The Savoir Faire's traditional Norwich Christmas market is set to consist of 40 stalls selling festive wares, with traditional glühwein available to keep shoppers warm.
So that's all on this part of Chatterbox. So it's goodbye from
Alison Aplin
and Don Cleaver. please stay tuned for Information Desk, more news, two more features. One looks at Norwich's past wise women. The other reminds us of a vision for the future, probably made by wise men.